Did you bring that hatchet on purpose?
My
or?
Ball. Yeah. I'll shake them too, I'll show you.
Wow. Halloween is a... My hand is sweating. We on?
Yep.
Call our meeting to order.
All right, for agenda review, we have on the agenda on Monday, Forest Bluff Road petition, airport contracts, and Bob, if you want to explain them, they're with the FAA.
It's some piece of equipment they have to have out there to monitor something, and it's just a small piece of equipment, but it's on a piece of the land. They have two of them. They have one on College, on the Ozarks property, and one on our property. And they need a lease in order to have it on our property, and then they need another document so that they can get to it if they need to maintain it.
Access to the property. So that's what the contracts are on Monday.
Yeah. Ours is for one, and College of Ozarks has a different one for the other.
Did they write them up for you? Or?
And then the third thing we have on the agenda is affordable housing support letter for the Sycamore Villas and Rock Village. I mean, it's one we've done. We've never sent the support letter. We maybe did it when they first submitted the application.
I don't remember.
But it was about a year and a half or two before I was here.
I don't think we've ever turned one of them down for a support letter.
No, I mean, they're ready. This is phase two. They're already actually starting. So it was just something that would help them. I think it's
Jake Mooney.
Jake Mooney's project.
And he'll be here.
He's going
to
be here.
I told him I didn't know that
sure.
He really needed to be. But
other than that, is there anything you want to add besides that?
Chuck said he had a couple of things.
Well, and I don't know if we want to put them on Monday's agenda or not, but I had the meeting last night with Ted Martin.
The blasting.
We talked about blasting. Did an excellent job. I'll make you copies. He had three pages of notes that he read off.
Didn't look like there were a lot of people that showed up.
No, we didn't have. There was 10 maybe.
Okay. You could probably just give an update from that, couldn't you?
The issue that I've got, yeah, I can give an update on that.
Okay. We don't have to put that. You can just, in your comments.
But at some point now or 9 o'clock, I want to, it's unacceptable, the sewer project. They're not cleaning up the roads.
Okay.
Randy's been very diligent on each of the construction meetings, going over them ahead of the meetings, and they're just pretty much ignoring it.
Okay.
And that was some of the complaints I heard last night.
So just the overall cleanliness of the project?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was Randy there?
Randy wasn't here. In fact, he's out of town today.
Do we need to...
Are you talking about Rennie Hayes?
I'm going to meet with John about 10 o'clock
and go down.
Go down and look.
Yeah.
And also, this is one of the main points I want to make is... I'd like your blessing on talking to, whether it's Larry Snyder or somebody down the line, just to let them know that we're not happy. It's unacceptable.
I mean, that's really...
And because they have gone through the construction meetings and they're just not doing it. I was on one of those roads about a week ago.
We really need the sewer board to pull them back in and talk to them, right?
Really, the sewer board...
Well,
it needs to be that you don't want to step on any toes, but they need to
take some pictures.
I thought of that, and I thought about calling the sewer board to see if they would be offended if I ran with it today, because
they won't say that they're offended probably, but they'll feel like their toes are being stepped on. But somebody needs to bring it to their attention to have them really.
Well, the agenda is set already. We could always add it to the agenda for Tuesday, could we not? The sewer board agenda.
Have Suti add it.
Yeah, we'll just have Suti add it.
And I mean, you can say that it's been brought to your attention that there's a bunch of problems and it's an issue that the sewer board needs to deal with or something along those lines. And I'm just trying to be helpful.
No, I appreciate your point. And I had the thought to call William and Ron at least and touch base with them.
Like pictures and video. And so we've got something here to say, look, this is it. This is what's going
on. And in defense of them a little bit, it's a little sloppy right now out with the rain. It's beyond that.
But this... way I understood, this has gone on for weeks and months.
Okay.
And Randy is...
Well, I know that we've had some issues through the whole project of getting the equipment off and proper lighting, emergency lighting and stuff like that. I know that we've always had some...
Sean with Great River repeated a comment that one of the workers, and there's numerous comments like that that are just, well, let me back up. Fellow sitting back there, Walt, I can't remember his last name. They were cutting a full-size tree, and I guess he was there and had concern, and the construction worker said, if it falls on your garage, that's all right, we'll just call the insurance company. And just that attitude is just...
Makes us change a little friendly?
Well, I had memories. I had memories. I sure did. And I talked to them. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'll be on my boxer in a second. Pat Knutson was here, and she was very upset with the stuff. And the blasting was kind of half or less than
the
subject.
Meeting. Yeah.
So, anyway, my thought was we need to have a list of things in the next project that just as Great River did this time on the dirt, that the dirt, they told them, I don't know if y'all was here, but they said right up front, we're going to be picky on this dirt. Listen to
samples of it and everything.
This is it. And we need to start the next job the same way. Hey, we're not unreasonable, but we've had two bad experiences, and we're calling you right here before there's even a bid awarded that we expect the citizens to be treated, as Mr. Walt said back there, with respect.
Right.
And he said...
Well, you said you're meeting with Suchi today?
Yeah, I'm going to visit with
Why
him.
Why don't you have him put it on the agenda for Tuesday? I mean, if he puts it on the agenda, then we can all talk about it.
Don't even have to. They've got Ozark Beach.
They do have it on there?
So the update, yeah.
Oh, so we could give our...
Yeah,
we can put our whole part of it and say that people have been complaining to us, and we understand that it's your issue, but when we get complaints from constituents, we feel the need to pass it on.
Right.
Maybe my last point is on this subject is I was hoping, of course you all know me, anxious. I'd like to see us do something right now. But I'd like to see us, if they don't act, and we need to give them time to act, although they've had plenty of warnings already, but they need to be contacted. If they don't act, I'd like to get Roden Bridge to go down and do a little grading. I talked to Frank.
We need to look at the contract about penalties like that. Yeah. I mean, if there's...
Bill the time, I mean...
If there's loopholes, or not loopholes, if there's ways that we can charge back against the contract... Because they're not doing their thing, then I'm open to it. There's a fine line between it's not our contract, it's the sewer board's contract, and I kind of want to hear that what they have to say Tuesday.
Well, actually, I think we're made a party to the contract.
We're the party of the contract. You're right.
Great River and Great River subs or bids it out, and we enter into contracts with the contractor, and then the subs contract with the contract.
Would there be anything wrong if I could get a hold of William or Ron to just give them a heads up,
and
they might
want to
go ahead and make a call.
Calls about
let them call.
Sloppy cleanup.
Right.
But there's, I think John said there's two other jobs coming up that Snyder's got the bid papers, and, I mean, it's just not smart.
Now, if they can't do this one, I don't know if I'm anxious about giving them another bid. I mean.
Yeah.
Just on an unrelated subject, Boyce was in. Talking about getting rid of his liquidated damages, or at least a part of them, because it was so wet. He didn't realize it was going to be that wet, and getting some of them knocked off, and it's probably reasonable to knock some of them off.
On which one, the new project?
No.
On the Holiday Hills?
Project, because it was so wet, and now I was watching him out there at Coon Creek Road, and all the rain we're getting, I'm wondering
sloppy.
If he's going to be back again.
Well, Coon Creek got closed, I guess, right?
Yeah.
They got a big list. They're sending.
I saw that list, and Coon Creek was on the list for closed. So because of water,
close to a dozen.
Yeah,
they're checking with Sean to see if they can get them on the.
Well, that's a concern.
But I mean, they're taking mud baths in their construction. They're not getting a lot done right
now. Nothing. They're slopping around. Now, next week's supposed to be a really good week. So
yeah, I'm supposed to have 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days of sun. So, anything else you want to add to the list?
Nope.
I move that we accept the Monday morning agenda as presented.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Do we have stuff we want to talk about at 9 o'clock?
We really don't. We have some stuff scheduled for Monday, executive session, that's when everything can wait.
You made a comment there, and maybe you lost me just a little bit. You said, when you was talking about that cleanup, you said Aegis. Did you mean Great River?
You meant Great River.
Did I say Aegis?
Yeah.
I
wanted to make sure
Yeah, Great River.
Yeah. Are you really paying attention?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got his laser beam eyes on right now.
And extra words, but I'll go ahead and use them. Sean, I can't remember Sean's last name with Great River.
Sean.
And Suti were here. And they just did an excellent job.
Good.
I mean, Don Earhart. had some strong comments, and
sure
Pat
he did.
Knutson, Walt, and another guy. Everybody that's here had comments. But we got some very good people working.
Yeah.
Just McKinley, or is that somebody else?
I've tried, I believe, McKinley. Yeah.
Just a few things I just remember administrative-wise, I can just throw it in there real fast, is that they're planning to redo the floors starting Monday after our last meeting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Where's the server?
We're moving it to judicial facility just for that one meeting. The reason being is the next week is, I think, deer season, and we're going to have our help is going to be spotty through Thanksgiving. And they thought that this would be the only time to do it, and they need 2 days, if not 3 days. And out of working around everyone's schedule of vacation and all that, and knowing that season's really important to a lot, there's no reason to push them on something that we know it's not going to get done if we wait. So, because the ideal week is the week we're at the annual MAC conference, but that's also still deer season. And it's the last week, I guess, and that's when, I guess, the people are planning to take off then, too. So it just seemed makes sense to just do it Monday after our last meeting, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the only meeting we're just going to move a couple meetings and we're good.
Sir, board, I hate for them to have to move, but if that's the only thing we can do, that's all.
We looked at the calendar, and that's the only time we can squeeze the floors in. Otherwise, we're waiting until after Thanksgiving, and I just didn't think we wanted to wait that long. We can if you want.
I'd wait.
Would you?
They eat their lunch here. They're comfortable.
Okay.
They can't take food in over there.
All right. I'll get. Nikki asked me. I think they just posted it that way because Nikki was kind of coordinating with Charlie's crew and all that.
It's posted.
We can move it back over here. That's not a deal.
I'm in agreement with that.
Okay.
They get a comfortable feeling and then you're right. we move them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, they can always start behind here first. I mean, they can do a lot of things.
I was going to say earlier is as long as there's places to sit. If it's a mess,
the thing is the floor, all the benches have to be unbolted and taken out, and that's the pain. Yeah. And we could do that and put folding chairs in here temporarily.
I don't think it'd be any problem for them to work around.
It'd be a problem at all for them to work around.
Well, maybe we just do that. I mean, because what they're talking about is the benches have all going to be unbolted, and that's going to take a day to unbolt. Not a day. It's going to take about a half day to unbolt everything, and then they will rip it up and start, but I think they're going to start up here and go that way.
Is Frank gone?
Let's do that.
No, he's here.
Frank's on vacation. What did you say, Frank?
Next week. He's gone.
Next week, he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, Frank's gone next week. I met with him yesterday a little bit. He just kind of told me who Randy's taking a lot of the pieces and all that. So, other than that, I don't have anything else.
I got a nice card from the Corps, but we need to push that issue on those roads. We've got about 3 or 4 families that are really affected on those roads at Pro-Tem, the Lightning Springs and Shady.
They rescheduled again for, I think it's next week.
I know, but this seems, this has went from August.
Oh, yeah, it gets rained out every day that we try.
So, and it's not their fault, but that,
right.
We need next week ought to be good weather-wise. We get out.
Yeah.
I think, I thought the Corps was on next week, but I'll have to look again.
I thought it said the 17th of November.
Oh, you're right. It's not next week. It's the week following. Uh-huh. You're right. But I know that Monday we got a full day Monday and pretty strong day on next Friday, which is budget day, is a week from today, from 10 to 12. And we're going to have those same people that are going to come in. We've got like 6 or 7 departments to come in and talk about budget. Trying to think what else. That's really probably the budget is next week is the biggest thing. And then Monday we've just got a lot of meetings we've postponed, which was.
Individually, have you, this may be a silly question, but have you individually studied that budget to the point of the issues that are going to be brought forward by different departments? I know Rick stopped in the hall and had one issue that I don't want to mention now.
Well, I let me put it this way. I've looked at the budget and where we're trying to cut. We're about to the cut point. I don't know if we need to really look to go any deeper, only because we know this economy is it's a dip right now. We're feeling it, and to deficit spend this year is not a big deal because we know it's going to get better. I think if nothing's changed from a year from now, we would have to look at a head cut reduction. But this year, I think we're fine. I mean, the biggest thing I think Rick is wanting to hear is, what's our position on hiring? What's our position on raises? And really, if we could come up with that decision by next Friday, then that would solve a lot of the concerns that some of the elected officials and department heads are having is, are we going to offer any raises next year? Are we going to do any, you know, are we going to expand any offices? Is anybody going to get more people? And, you know, I mean, like P&Z, they've had a position open for over a year now. We probably should just take the position away. That actually saves us money in budget because we budget that dollar figure. Yeah. You know,
if we approach this in the same manner as we did when you came on and have a review quarterly mm-hmm. or semi-annually, mm-hmm. then I think that makes a lot of sense, especially with if there is no significant cuts,
right.
then we look at it. And I would like to look at it quarterly. I'd like to look at it.
And we should just sort of review. I mean, even 30 days, since we've started the budget, the economy, reports of the economy are turning around so much better than they were 30 days ago. You know, so I know, it's not great to deficit spend, but we have a rainy day fund. It's time to use it. And I'm not that concerned like I was 30 days ago. The departments really have done a really good job of saying, you know, I can do without, or I can postpone another year, and these last six departments, there's a little bit there maybe. We'll just have to hear what they have to say. Now, my opinion is, I'm not that concerned of what we're facing next year. I'm just not.
I think the 6 month or quarterly. Mm-hmm. Might even schedule a 6 month time just to.
Well, I mean, quarter. I mean, April, March, April, a lot will change. I mean, that's when we're going to see if the economy's picking up because that's the buy-in time for us. We'll know the tourism's back and we'll have a lot of these. I mean, a lot of the cuts that we're talking about are speculation of how the Music City lawsuit's going to affect us. Well, we have no idea. You know, we're also saying that Branson Landing or the TIF districts are going to exponentially grow, and they may not. So there's a lot of speculation on our shortfalls.
Okay. I just wanted to...
I've looked at it pretty good. I mean, you know, we'll know again in a week or so.
We got 9 o'clock, and I've got personnel, so if we can visit another 5 minutes, then do that.
Okay.
One thing I'd like to talk about is the Branson Chamber had concerns, and we've talked about this, maybe you and I have, Bob. There was somebody, I guess, made a fuss about two commissioners being there,
mm-hmm.
and you had said, really, it's not a meeting if we're just updating. But I'm wondering if there's some kind of a plan we might put together to post a meeting that says on those meetings, one commissioner speaks and the other will be silent so that it's not a meeting or some kind of a plan.
Well, I talked to that one head, the head of that group.
Bethany or Chip?
Chip.
Okay.
And Chip says, Chip...
We don't want to cause them a problem.
No, and Chip says he was more concerned for us that he said, we're fine.
Okay.
He said, we're fine. We're more concerned with you. I said, well, we're fine. We know what we can and can't do publicly. If Danny wants to give an update, you give an update and I get an update. As long as there's no debate, correct? There is no sunshine law violation. We're just giving updates. Now, if I correct what you say and you and I say, no, Jim, that's not how it was, and I say, yes, Chuck, it was, then all of a sudden we should have posted that.
Yeah, where we get to talking about making about some kind of decision. So maybe we could just have a meeting that set a policy that this is what we're doing at these two meetings, because they're just two meetings. That
right.
If you really want to be safe, then be tell one of you there. But if you're going to have more than one of you there, it's probably better while one's speaking that maybe the other one's, you know, not there.
Really?
Just get up and walk out.
I mean, I don't think you have a problem. I don't think it's a meeting. But anybody can bring a lawsuit about anything. And you got people...
right.
I mean, I remember back when Joe Chowning went to a meeting about, what was it? They were talking about the convention center, Branson Meadows.
I got sued over this stupid thing.
Yeah, and Joe Chowning was the only commissioner that attended these meetings, but he was kind of the official representative of the commission, and he was attending with Pete Hershen and all these other people from all these other groups, and nobody had a quorum there. But they were actually meeting on a public issue, and they got sued, and we ended up settling on the thing. Branson didn't want to settle, but when they found out that, you know, we were going to settle for, I think, $5,000, they said, well, that's fine, they'll settle as long as they don't have to pay any more. And I think they ended up paying 10, which really kind of ticked
off. And the settlement agreement was that you're not supposed to say how much we settled for?
we just said now, so. I mean, it was kind of nuisance value, but at the same time, it was a real hassle.
Okay, suppose this. Suppose we just chose, if Chuck and I show up at the same meeting, Chuck's the designated speaker for the day, and I just sit there.
He just gives an update, yeah.
If we take turns updating, we don't have to. What I don't want to make is uncomfortable. We have to stand up, yeah, Chuck, your turn, and I walk out, and then he walks back. It just kind of.
And it's kind of artificial anyway.
It is.
You're not making any decisions. You're not deliberating about anything.
But you would just prefer one person speaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about the basketball game. You got the arrow when there's a jump ball, and you just go back and forth.
That's fine.
Something like that. So.
Do you? One thing,
well, they're not worried about.
He's
it,
not
that's
worried.
Good.
We'll
do
see.
Such a good job. I can't see why we don't post Forsyth and Branson and Hollister City Hall meetings on the agenda. Whether we, if there's anything of importance that we're going to talk about,
and just post them so that if we're there, we're there.
We're there.
You really don't take any action and don't debate, because you really ought to put the agenda items on there if you're going to do that. But you put the meeting that you're attending, and then more than one of you are there.
Right.
You can speak. Just don't, you know, take votes on stuff if you can help it.
Sometimes I like, you know, I miss them because I let it run over in my head that I don't remember that that's the date. There's so many of them.
Right. Yeah, there's so many of them.
I mean, for instance, if all three of you show up at the same movie, I mean, you don't have to post it. I mean, you're all there to watch the movie, you know?
But we're recently, you and I were at the same place. It's like, well, I'm trying to think. I saw him. It's like, oh, we should have posted this. I mean, we didn't talk about anything. But it's kind of hard. You run into each other. Just people can be. You're right. People can sue about anything anymore. All right, it's 9 o'clock, Chuck.
I make a motion to go into executive pursuant to personnel issue. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Do
motion
we post
carries.
Do we post?
Posted.
Yeah, it's posted.
Stay in here, or does he need
to... No, he can stay.
He can stay.
It's posted, isn't it?
I don't know.
It is posted. I saw it.
Okay.